Welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I could not be more delighted to sit next to Steve Rathjay, who is the winner of the Oregon Play Prize, which was offered by Artist Repertory Theater. Plays were submitted to Artist Rep between November 1 of 2015 and January 31st of 2016. There were 131 proposals for consideration, and Steve won the prize, which is a $10,000 commission, development, and production at Artist Rep. It is so good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Steve and I have a long history, really.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a long time because in 2008, we did a play, Holidays, by C.S. Whitcomb and Mark Aceto. And Steve played my son. And my daughter played my daughter. So we had a lot of fun in 2008. And it's funny, too, because I remembered in 2008, there was that big snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that was fun.
Playing, making snowmen. And forts in the parking lot.
Yeah, with your daughter.
Yes.
That was so much fun.
Yeah. That's Olivia, just, you know, in case you don't know my daughter's name. I mean, not you, people who are listening. But lots of has happened between then and now.
Yeah.
And you went away to college. You went to Lake Oswego High School. You graduated with flying colors, and now you're at Stanford.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about college life. What are you studying?
I'm studying symbolic systems at Stanford, which is a little different from my interest in theater. Symbolic systems is a major that combines psychology, computer science, philosophy, and linguistics. Oh. It's sort of like a cognitive science major. It's sort of studying the mind from a very interdisciplinary perspective.
Wow, it sounds kind of applicable to your work as a playwright.
Yeah, and I think... you know, a lot of the work I do as a playwright is inspired by things I learn in psychology, things I'm interested in about the mind. I think I got really interested in psychology and cognitive science through my interest in theater, just because, you know, it's so... psychology, you know, it's studying people. It's studying the human condition and emotion.
And context and why people do the things they do.
Exactly.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah. And I find that, you know... if you're going to be a theater artist, if you're going to be a theater professional, it's so important to learn things, you know, outside of theater and become educated about, you know, the world outside of that. Because, and I've found it to be really helpful for me in my playwriting because I've just been constantly inspired by these different things I'm learning. And of course, I'm doing some theater at college as well. I'm taking playwriting classes and creative writing classes.
And talk a little bit about some of your mentors. That it's pretty exciting, the people that you've had the chance to work with.
Yeah, I've taken two classes with Amy Freed, who's a fantastic playwright, who's been produced here at Artist Repertory Theater and around the country, and I've developed a close relationship with her, which is really great. There are a lot of great connections at Stanford, both in theater and in other disciplines, and I've had a really exciting time.
Oh, that's fantastic. So now, when did you write Signs, the play that won the Oregon Play Prize?
So I wrote Signs actually when I was 19, when I was first starting my first quarter at Stanford. And I wrote most of it during a little bit of Thanksgiving break and winter break when I, you know, I first came home from Stanford. And then I spent about the next, you know, 1.5 years sort of editing the play. And I found, you know, I was really inspired by, you know, going off to college, sort of becoming independent, becoming an adult. The plays I was reading and the things I was learning from sort of, you know, the world around me there really inspired me to write this play. And
so tell everybody a little bit about what it's about, because I just heard a reading of it and I let you describe it.
Yeah, sure. It's a little, it's difficult to explain, you know, concretely what it's about because, you know, it goes into styles like magical realism and surrealism, written in a sort of poetic style. The basic plot is there's this character named April who reads horoscopes, and there's this character named Lydia who writes horoscopes. April takes her horoscopes very seriously, follows them religiously, whereas Lydia just makes up the horoscopes and sort of treats them as writing exercises. She's a novelist, sort of a starving artist, and she uses this horoscope writing as an extra job. So it follows their two, you know, parallel journeys as they move through their life, mostly following the character of April. April is also a character who writes metaphors for a living. So this means when a writer is struggling to come up with a creative, evocative metaphor, the metaphor is outsourced to her, and she will write the metaphor for them. But one day she happens to discover the perfect metaphor, which is a comparison so perfect that it transcends language itself, where the thing you are describing, comparing something to, is so close to the thing itself that it actually, that it is the thing itself. So this is a marvelous creation that they're, you know, astounded by, but they're also afraid of it. They're afraid that because they've discovered this perfect metaphor, there will be no longer a need for the imperfections of language and the, you know, the ugliness of comparison. And, you know, beyond this, so it essentially follows April's journey trying to find, you know, meaning, identity, love, sort of.
There's all sorts of fun, relational type, missteps and,
yeah.
You know, all sorts of missed opportunities and found opportunities and little magical treats that pop up. Mm-hmm. And, it's wonderful, I think, also to look at, and I enjoyed this mm-hmm. in the play, how I think about this sometimes, you know, something that you do in your daily life that is actually attached to a person, but you don't think about it, i.e. an astrological forecast, which someone does write that, and you don't think mm-hmm. about, you know, like when the Red Cross calls me to make my blood drive appointment, there's a person on the other end who has a life that's very large as mine.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It was fun to think about, well, so one character follows the astrological forecast mm-hmm. and what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, does her life get altered as a result of reading it, or does the writer's life get altered as a result of writing it, or who influences who?
Exactly. And, you know, the play is a lot about, you know, communication from afar, mm-hmm. the complex interaction of fate and free will, the sort of feeling that you're being written as part of someone else's story, mm-hmm. or the feeling that you're writing someone else's story, and the mm-hmm. complex ways that we interact with each other and influence each other.
And in your young life, I would say, I mean, kind of jumping off from the play into your work now and your life is, mm-hmm. how do you feel about that? Do you feel that you're writing your future? How are you planning out what you're going to do as a writer and what you're going to do after college, or how do you think about that personally?
That is a good point. That's interesting. Well, I mean, I think this play, you know, is very personal to me in a lot of ways, and I very much, you know, identify with the protagonist, April, and I think the play was influenced by a lot of what I was experiencing, sort of, you know, forming my identity in college, and in some ways it does feel like you are writing your future, and in some ways it feels like things sort of miraculously work out, and sort of fate sort of works out for you.
Well, it unfolds so, before you,
yeah.
And then it's like a giant flowchart, it seems sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yes makes me go to this side, and no makes me go to that
side,
and wow, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, life is so weird and mysterious in the ways that, you know, things work out.
Right.
It's a little bit what this play is about.
So are you working on any new plays now?
I'm working on a few different projects. I wrote a full-length play after Signs called The Center, and I'm currently writing a play called The Placebo Addict. I sort of, when I was initially writing Signs, actually imagined it as part of a trilogy, mm-hmm. not necessarily of characters that appear in each of these three plays, but three plays that address, you know, very similar themes that I am interested in.
Which I would venture might be science and how science impacts human beings. I mean, because I know in Signs you had that, the marshmallow test is a part of the play.
Yeah.
Which I really thought was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are very influenced by, you know, psychology and my studies of psychology mm-hmm. and how these impact humans on an emotional level.
I just heard an amazing article it was on my way home last night from the theater on NPR about the effects of, what did they call it, the gambler effect, where they were talking about, for instance, umpires in baseball games and how they're more prone to call strikes in certain situations. It's the human's mind, how they are impacted by mm-hmm. information prior to a choice that they have to make. It was so fascinating. You know, they applied mm-hmm. it to umpires in baseball games. They applied it to people who are making decisions about bank loans, and about how as humans gather more information, that their choice that they'll make subsequently to having that information shifts based on how much what they do prior. you know.
That's really interesting.
I was so, and it's,
yeah,
those are the kinds of things that your play made me think about.
It is fascinating how we're just subconsciously influenced by all these different things around us, and we don't really know it. You know, another major theme in this play, there is a character named Thierry, who runs a store called the Olfactory Factory, which is a store that sells soap and candles. And Thierry believes in sort of the magical transporting power of scent. And Thierry sort of tells, you know, April and the audience about how much, you know, scent sort of influence our lives, and the people we choose to love or the people that we happen to hate but don't really know why, the people that we don't click with. A lot of that can be subconsciously influenced by scent. He talks about how scent can, you know, trigger complex memories that we thought had been lost before. So
I
yeah,
like that in the play. I remember something, I won't be able to quote it exactly, of course, but you know, the filing cabinet of the mind, you know, what gets pushed back and what comes to the fore and why. It's fascinating because I feel as though everything that's ever happened to me is in my brain somewhere in a tiny crease somewhere that's poked way back, who knows where.
Yeah.
But how they get triggered is fascinating.
Yeah. It is really interesting, sort of, and I've studied a little bit of memory. I took a class called Learning at Memory in Stanford, and it is fascinating how, like, you know, oftentimes memories don't really die, and memories that could have been, like, gone for, you know, 20 years for a long time in your life can be triggered by something very, very specific. So it is really, the mind is sort of an interesting, beautiful, fascinating piece of art in and of itself.
And
I guess
I think about that also. I think as an actor also, the mind, I don't know, and you may have studied this also, how much when you study a role and you take in or ingest an event that you invent for a character, if it becomes a memory that is the same as a memory that you actually experience, you know, experiences that you invent in your mind, are they stored in the same way as experiences that you experienced? Or as an actor, do you have
That's
to go, let's say I'm going to create a character who, you know, has some, you know, falls on her face, and I think, well, I better fall on my face and feel what, you know, how, or can I just invent it? Does that create a memory that my mind now is, am I housing every role I've ever played as an actual memory of my life?
That's a good question. I mean, they're probably influencing you in some way or another. I mean, I guess, Signs is about that also. It's about the power of story. It's about the power of belief. And even if those beliefs aren't necessarily, you know, based in reality, you know, for
What's
example,
reality?
Like, yeah, exactly. But our beliefs influence us in complex ways. And with the character of April, who believes heavily in these horoscopes, which Lydia makes up, it still doesn't mean the horoscopes are meaningless or didn't help guide her life in an important way. The beliefs that aren't necessarily true can also be, you know, incredibly important and influential.
Well, I'm having just the word true and and reality.
Yeah.
I don't really know how those words play anymore.
Yeah, me neither, honestly.
I mean, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know things that I experience feel real.
Yeah.
Whatever real is, but it's interesting, you know, because you're obviously a very young person and that I've come to after years, so you're coming into it earlier, I think, than I did.
But yeah, I sometimes think that the search for objective truth is less important or meaningful than just having certain beliefs that you know, are important and can guide you in certain ways.
I could not agree more. I think for me now, in my older, more lived life, I guess, I think about who do I want to be in this world, and then to keep holding to those characteristics, you know, to those deep values that I think, well, I want to promote kindness and compassion, so I have to walk into the world in that way. And yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah,
So just to kind of talk a little bit about the Oregon Play Prize, this is very exciting. You had the reading of the play the other day. That was really wonderful to hear. And
thank you.
And I mean, to hear the play come to life must have been wonderful for you.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was the first time I've heard this play being read by professional actors, which was wonderful. We had actors like Chris Harder, Amy Newman, Claire Rigsby, and John Sand Nichols read my script, and even though it was a cold reading, they're just incredible professionals.
Were great. It was really fun,
and it was just amazing to see the play come to life in that way. And it's just wonderful. It's why I like play writing so much. When you have the opportunity to have your play read by such stunning actors, which is very rare and hard to get this opportunity, so I'm really grateful for it. It's just it means so much more than just reading the play on a page. I really just love writing for actors and seeing you know what happens when actors take the script into their hands.
Well, and being that you're an actor as well, it must be a lot of fun. You know, you probably hear it in your head a certain way, and it's so much fun. I think when I have read a play, or even when I see a play that I've been in another incarnation, and oh that's interesting, they did that with that. I didn't think of that, you know. It's just fun
because it's often so different, and it's different in ways that are often better, and then help you discover new things about your text.
You discover anything that you think, oh, I want to change that, or that's, oh, did you take notes, or did you just kind of take it in?
I took a lot of it in. There were some parts of the play that were remarkably similar, which where I didn't know how the actors were able to deliver the lines in ways that I had imagined them, which is sort of remarkable. But there are a lot of things that I am considering changing. I had a really good conversation with Damaso and Luann. Damaso is the artistic director of ART, and Luann is the director of play development and dramaturgy. And they gave me a lot of really helpful feedback. So I'm going to, you know, what's great about the Oregon Play Prize is you do get this development opportunity. You get to work with changing the play and workshopping the play before the play is actually produced.
And then what's the production date?
We don't know yet, but it's going to be sometime in the next two seasons.
Great. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to it, too.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me, and congratulations on everything. It's just thrilling to watch, and I can't wait to see the play, and I know we'll be in touch. Maybe we'll do another interview and hear how it's going.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Steve.